Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Nun. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas Daf Ein Gimel, the eighth parak Ha'aral. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Sheshus was asked, Aral Mahu B'Maisa, what is the lach regarding an Aral eating a Maisa Sheni? Do we say that just as one derives the prohibition of an Onin to eat the carbon Pesach from the prohibition of an Onin eating Maisa Sheni, one can also derive a prohibition of an Aral eating Maisa Sheni from the prohibition of an Aral partaking of the Pesach? Or do we say, Chamer Makal Yalif, Kal Mechamer Ul Yalif? One can derive a prohibition on a stringent case, referring to the Pesach, from a lenient case, Maisa Sheni, but one cannot derive a prohibition on a lenient case, referring to Maisa Sheni, from a stringent case, referring to the Pesach. Rav Sheshus responded that the answer gleaned word from Mishnah Bikurim, that compares Truma and Bikurim to Maisa Sheni. And among the differences, it does not mention that Maisa Sheni is mutter to an Aral, whereas Truma and Bikurim are not. If we do not derive the lenient case of Maisa Sheni from the stringent case of Pesach, and an Aral is in fact permitted to eat the Maisa Sheni, it should have been included in the Mishnah as one of the differences. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying, Tana v'Shaya, the Tana taught some of the halachas that only apply to Truma Bikurim, but not all of them. Pointing to the Mishnah Bikurim say that the Rabbanan hold Maisa Sheni and Bikurim are prohibited to an Onin, whereas Rabbi Shimon permits them to an Onin. The Gemara says the Rabbanan learned that Bikurim are prohibited to an Onin from the Pasuk Lo Sucha Lecho B'Sharecho Maisa Dagancha B'Siroshcha V'Yitzurecho U'Trumos Yadecho. You may not eat in your gates the Maisa Sheni of your grain, your wine, and your oil, the Truma of your hand. And it was stated in the Braisa, Trumos Yadecho El Bikurim. The Truma of your hand refers to Bikurim. V'Yizkish Bikurim O'Maisa. And from the juxtaposition of Bikurim to Maisa Sheni, we learn that just as Maisa Sheni is prohibited to an Onin, so too Bikurim are prohibited to an Onin. But Rav Shimon holds that since the Torah called Bikurim Truma, it should be treated like Truma. Just as Truma is permitted to an Onin, so too Bikurim are mutter to an Onin. And point number three was taught in a braisa where Rabbi Shimon says, the Torah commands one to declare about his Maisa Sheni, will be artimi meni betame. I have not burned any of it in a state of tuma, which implies whether I was tame and the Maisa Sheni was tahor, or whether I was tahor and the Maisa Sheni was tame. Veheicha muzer al chilaso eni yodea, but I do not know where the owner is warned against eating Maisa Sheni in a state of tuma. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon is asking, Tumas Atzmo Menon, what is the source that a Tahor person is prohibited to eat Tamei Maisa Sheni? The Torah states, Losucho Lecho B'Sharecho Maisa Dagancha, you may not eat in your gates the Maisa Sheni of your grain. And later the Torah states regarding a blemished Bechor, B'Sharecho Tocholenu HaTamei V'Tahor Yachtov Kitzvi Uka'ayel, in your gates you shall eat it, the Tamei and the Tahor together, as one eats the deer and the heart. It was taught in a braisa, a tamei person and a tahor person may eat the blemish bechor on one table from a single platter, and they do not need to be concerned that even though the bechor becomes tamei from the tamei person, the tahor person may eat it. Whereas with the bechor, the pasuk states, b'sharecha tocholene, in your gates you shall eat it. With regard to Maisa Sheni, the pasuk states, lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, you may not eat it in your gates. From here we learn that a tahor may not eat tamei Maisa Sheni. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Sheshus was asked, Aral Mahum B'Maisa, what is the lach regarding an Aral eating Maisa Sheni? Do we say that just as one derives the prohibition of an Onin to eat the carbon Pesach from the prohibition of an Onin eating Maisa Sheni, one can also derive a prohibition of an Aral eating Maisa Sheni from the prohibition of an Aral partaking of the Pesach? Or do we say, Chamer Makal Yalif, Kal Mechamer Ul Yalif? One can derive a prohibition on a stringent case, referring to the Pesach, from a lenient case, Maisa Sheni, but one cannot derive a prohibition on a lenient case, referring to Maisa Sheni, from a stringent case, referring to the Pesach. Rav Sheshus responded that the answer gleaned word from Mishnah Bikurim, that compares Truma and Bikurim to Maisa Sheni. And among the differences, it does not mention that Maisa Sheni is mutter to an Aral, whereas Truma and Bikurim are not. If we do not derive the lenient case of Maisa Sheni from the stringent case of Pesach, and an Aral is in fact permitted to eat the Maisa Sheni, it should have been included in the Mishnah as one of the differences. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying, Tana v'Shaya, the Tana taught some of the halachas that only apply to Truma Bikurim, but not all of them. Pointing to the Mishnah Bikurim say that the Rabbanan hold Maisa Sheni and Bikurim are prohibited to an Onin, whereas Rabbi Shimon permits them to an Onin. The Gemara says the Rabbanan learned that Bikurim are prohibited to an Onin from the Pasuk Lo Sucha Lecho B'Sharecho Maisa Dagancha V'Siroshcha V'Yitzurecho U'Trumos Yadecho. You may not eat in your gates the Maisa Sheni of your grain, your wine, and your oil, the Truma of your hand. And it was stated in the Braisa, Trumas Yadecho El Bikurim. The Truma of your hand refers to Bikurim. V'izkish Bikurim Ma'aser. And from the juxtaposition of Bikurim to Ma'aser Sheni, we learn that just as Ma'aser Sheni is prohibited to an Onen, so too Bikurim are prohibited to an Onen. But Rav Shimon holds that since the Torah called Bikurim Truma, it should be treated like Truma. Just as Truma is permitted to an Onen, so too Bikurim are mutter to an Onen. And point number three was taught in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon says, the Torah commands one to declare about his ma'aser sheni, will be artimi meni betame. I have not burned any of it in a state of tuma, which implies whether I was tame and the ma'aser sheni was tahor, or whether I was tahor and the ma'aser sheni was tame. But I do not know where the owner is warned against eating ma'aser sheni in a state of tuma. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Shimon is asking, tumas atzmo menon. What is the source that a tahor person is prohibited to eat tame ma'aser sheni? The Torah states, osucho lecho b'sharecho ma'aser dagancha. You may not eat in your gates the ma'aser sheni of your grain. And later the Torah states regarding a blemished bechor, b'sharecho tocholenu hatame v'tahor yachtov ketzvi uka'ayel. In your gates you shall eat it, the tame and the tahor together, as one eats the deer and the hart. It was taught in a brisa, a tame person and a tahor person may eat the blemish bechor on one table from a single platter, and they do not need to be concerned that even though the bechor becomes tame from the tame person, the tahor person may eat it. Whereas with the bechor, the pasuk states, b'sharecha tocholene, in your gates you shall eat it. With regard to ma'aser sheni, the pasuk states, lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, you may not eat it in your gates. From here we learn that a tahor may not eat tame ma'aser sheni. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Ayin Gimel, and this simon was suggested to us by Charlie Myers from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. A giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The Aral hiding out in a giant ostrich egg, about to eat some ma'aser sheni, where an onen spray-painted on the shell, trumas yadecho equals bikurim, overheard a group of tame and tower people eating a blemished bechor together, tell a tower person he cannot eat tame ma'aser sheni. Once again, slow motion. The oral hiding out in a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must be Moran Daf Ayin Gimel. The oral hiding out in a giant ostrich egg, about to eat some ma'aser sheni, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, oral mahu b'ma'aser, what is the luck regarding an oral eating ma'aser sheni? So the oral hiding out in a giant ostrich egg, about to eat some ma'aser sheni, where an onen spray painted on the shell, trumas yadecho, equals bikurim, which reminds us we have machlokas whether an aral is permitted to eat bikurim. So the aral hiding out in a giant ostrich egg about to eat some ma'aser sheni, where an onen spray painted on the shell, trumas yadecho equals bikurim, overheard a group of tame and tahor people eating a blemished bechor together, tell a tahor person he cannot eat tame ma'aser sheni. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon asks, what the source is that prohibits a tahor person from eating tame ma'aser sheni? So once again, the aral hiding out in a giant ostrich egg, about to eat some ma'aser sheni, where an onen spray painted on the shell, trumas yadecho equals bikurim, overheard a group of tame and tahor people eating a blemished bechor together, tell a tahor person he cannot eat tame ma'aser sheni. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.